Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though...
Chicago, bring this back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The Reverend John Harrison, CFP, is our guest. John is a longtime Brain Trust member. He is an ordained minister. He's also a certified financial planner. He is the author of Making Mammon Serve You. We're talking about what he calls 5 for 15, 5 financial, personal financial things that you should do right now just to sort of get established, reestablished, get yourself on track. John, we've given us some good ones. Get your credit report. Go to myfico.com and see what your FICO score is. Check out your net worth, how to calculate that. You talked about reducing, getting a debt savings, reestablish some debt reduction savings goals. Those are all great ideas. I'm doing most of that stuff myself right now. What's some more stuff you got for us?
Two other things. I'll give you the fifth thing and then a bonus thing.
All right.
It's everyone's lucky day. I would suggest everyone get a copy of a book, and the book is not a financial book per se, but I think it would have a tremendous impact on your future life. And the book is called Switch, How to Change Things When Change is Hard, written by a pair of brothers, Chip Heath and Dan Heath,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Switch. It's from 2010, and it has a copy of a picture of a light switch on the cover. And on the topic of New Year's resolutions and financial resolutions, this book gets into the mechanics of why it is that we keep telling ourselves we're going to do things differently this year, and we often don't.
Right.
And we, you know, go around in that treadmill. It talks about how to actually accomplish the changes that we wish to make, how to position our thinking so that we do the things we tell ourselves we want to do. It's a phenomenal book, and even though it's not particularly about finances, I'm recommending to every one of my clients this year that they read that book, because it will make everything else that I suggest they change that much easier for them to do.
That's a good suggestion. I'll have to see about getting those guys on the show sometime.
That would be great.
Yeah.
They're a couple of college professors, and they write for Fast Company magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be a good fit, I think.
All right.
And then the last thing that I think, and this is sort of a bonus thing, is to just make yourself a mental resolution to try to think a little bit differently this year in this specific area. I am going to put my emotional energy only into things I can control. And what that does for me, like in my business, I'm an investment advisor. Now, I can't control what the market's going to do this year. I can have some guesses as to what I think is going to do, but I can't control it. If I think about my retirement planning, I can't control how long I'm going to live, and that controls how much money I'm going to need. I can't control a lot of things, but if I will put my emotional energy into the things that I can control, I will sleep much better at night, because I'm not worrying about things that are beyond my ability to affect. So I can control, for instance, how much money I put into my retirement plan this year. And I can control how much debt I allow myself to accumulate. And I'm going to put my emotional energy
into... I can control the priorities of how I spend my money.
Yes. And whether or not this party or that party wins the election is probably beyond my control. Whether or not, you know, some terrorist action affects the stock market is beyond my control. And if I stay up at night worrying about those things or being paralyzed and afraid to act because something bad might happen, I will never get anywhere.
Isn't it interesting in the same day to meet a person who doesn't have enough money for retirement and they're worried about it, and then you meet somebody who has plenty of money for retirement and they're worried about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It happens all the time.
They're both frightened. One's frightened he's not going to have enough. The other was frightened he's going to lose what he's got.
Exactly. It's really no way to live. You know, practice the art of living stress-free. You know, we can't determine the things that happen to us, but we can determine the things we sit around and stew about. And I'm determined this year, I'm not going to stew about much of anything. I'm just going to put my emotional energy into things that I can control.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'd get a lot fewer calls from worried clients if they weren't worried about things they couldn't control. How do you think this oil glut's going to affect something. You know, I don't
I'll
know.
Tell you something else, too, and we talked about this in the previous segment, previous visit with Andre Nirenberg. Find a way to put other people ahead of yourself for a little bit. You know, if you want to find a way to get some balance in your life and not worry so much about things, put other people first. What do you think, John?
Absolutely. That's literally gospel.
Yeah, no question about it. It's somewhere in one of those four, isn't it? Maybe maybe all of them. It may be harmonized in all of them, right, John?
That's true.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
I will indeed. My pleasure.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and we did. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.